series of Mera Baba. Next point. It is the wonder of a point. This is the Avyakta Murli of 17 February 2004. Look, you are celebrating Shiv Jayanti of the Father. But what is the Father? A point. You are celebrating the Jayanti, the incarnation of the point. Whose birthday is the most land of a point? A point. So, there is such a great praise of a point. That is why Bhagavad says, always remember the three points. The numbers 7 and 8 are complicated to write. But to write a point is so easy. Always remember the three points. You know all three of them very well, do you not? You are a point, the Father is a point. You are points, the children of the point. And when you come into action, you come onto this world stage to perform action. This is the world stage drama. So, whatever actions you perform in the drama, that has become the past and so put a full stop. So, what is the full stop? A point. Therefore, always remember the three points. Look at all the wonders. In today's world, what has the greatest importance? Money. Money does have importance, does it not? In front of money, even parents are nothing. Money is everything. In that too, if you put a zero after one, what does it become? It becomes 10. Put a second zero, it becomes 100. Put a third zero, it becomes 1000. So it is the wonder of the zero. In money, it is the wonder of zero, and in terms of becoming an elevated soul, it is the wonder of a point. And Karan Karavan Har is also point. So, what has importance in everything? Point. Does it not? Always remember, simply remember the point and do not go into any expansion. You can remember a point, become a point, remember the point and put a full stop. That's it. This is the effort. So, this is the Murli of Shiv Jayanti. Baba is saying that this Shiv Jayanti is a diamond-like Jayanti. And what you have to remember is three things. Three points. The first point is soul. The second point is he, the supreme soul. Third point is putting a full stop. To become soul conscious is first point. To become God conscious is second point. And to stay in the present and put a full stop to whatever that has happened till now. That is the third point. Okay. So these are the three things. First thing we all know. Second also we know. Today we will discuss about third thing. That is putting a full stop. How to do that? Whatever that has happened in life, whatever that has transpired till now, how to put a full stop to that? How to forget the past memories, the past events, the past happenings? How to forget everything that is unfriendly, that is unpleasing, that is hurtful, that is traumatic? How to forget everything which was unacceptable at that point of time, still it happened. So how to forget that? See, first thing is Baba has said put a full stop, but it's not so easy. And that's why there is a stage of guilt consciousness everywhere, where we get the Srimad, put a full stop. But practically in life, we don't find it happening. So what to do? How to get rid of this guilt feeling? On one side, Baba says, forget the past. On another side, we are beset. We are attacked. The beleaguered self is attacked by all the past memories, events, incidents, everything which has gone into past. That is coming to us on its own. And making us down, making us depressed, throwing us into a sea of despondency, a ocean of despair. How to get rid of those things? So what is the way out? Yes. Past is past. Theoretically it looks very beautiful and attractive. Theoretically all the statements we know, past is past. We know that just forget the past. We know that there is no point in digging the buried things. We know all of those things. But how to do that? Knowledge of drama. Then, what else? Things. There are good things which have happened. There are bad things. Everything is there. And they keep on assailing us. present. The present is missing. We are either living in the past or worried about future, which is yet to come. That's why past and future are known as pseudo-time, false times. They are not real time, that is pseudo-time. We are living in a realm of imagination, everything which is yet to come. We are living in the world of dead because the past is already gone. On one side is the world of death, which is already gone. On another side, a world of imagination, which has not come. And the present is slipping out of our finger. What to do? What is the way out? How to forget the past, or how to live in the present, or how to put a full stop, Bindi? What is the way out? Continuous attention to the present. Okay. Still how? What to do? Yeah. Silence. First of all, is right. First of all, do not feel guilty that I am remembering all of these things. It is but natural to remember all of those things. Have a bird eye look at your life. This all things have happened. First of all, whatever that has happened, you should have the conviction that this had to happen and it happened. And it will happen again. Yesterday's Murli, there was one statement. Whatever that happened, has happened. And this will happen again. And this will happen again. There was one statement, catchy version, yesterday's Murli. So whatever that has happened and it is going to happen again. So first thing is, this was fixed in the drama and it has happened. And it is also but natural that I will keep on remembering it. And those memories will gush forth. Those memories will come. But the thing is that first thing is to accept it, that let it come. I cannot just stop it. Let it come. That is the first step. That it had to happen. It happened. It was fixed. It happened. And I am remembering it. It is also but natural. But now, next step is something else. This is the first thing is acceptance. Acceptance of past. Many people do not accept. They feel that how can we behave like this? How this thing happened with me? Why? The 10 heads of Ravan. They emerge. One head after another. Why? What? Where? When? Who? How? Whom? One is in conflict with one's own self. A stage of conflict. What is this? And what? It should not have been this, but it is there. It is there. So this conflict, first of all, you have to accept it. Second thing is, now what this situation came to teach me something. So what I have learned from that experience, suppose somebody has deceived me, I am totally hoodwinked by somebody. Yes, I accept it. Somebody has deceived me, cheated me, but what? There was a hidden lesson. There was a clandestine lesson in that moment, in that circumstance. What I have to learn from that? So try to learn from the past. Cogitate deeply. Contemplate deeply. Go into the depth of that incident. Try to understand why this came to me. This was something, it came to me, it had come, it might have come to so many, but it came to me alone because it wanted to teach me something. So I have to learn from it. And that learning, that contemplation should be little deeper. It's not wasting our time because we are doing it only once and doing it over extended period of time. Okay, there was a hidden lesson, I must learn from it. So second thing is to learn. Third, yeah, of course, this will come under the churning. Whatever that has happened, it is nothing but my own doing which is reverted back to me. is the third law of Newton is operating here. I might have deceived the person, so he deceived me. I might have been, I had wronged him, now he wronged me. I had behaved in that manner, now he is behaving with that manner. So deep repercussions of the past, deep, everything that has come to me is my own doing. Another thing is to take all responsibility on yourself. Stop the blame game. Unless and until we stop the blame game, we can't progress. He is responsible. He has done. He is not well. He is behaving like this with me. This finger pointing, this calling names, this fault finding nature. This is a, yesterday Baba has said, this is the household of limited. This is the household of limited. We have to arise above from the limited to that household of the unlimited. From lowest level to higher level. Swami Vivekananda has said somewhere, we do not progress from darkness to light. We progress from lesser light to greater light. From lesser understanding to greater understanding. Let us try to understand our own attitude, our own reaction towards that event which had happened. Actually that event is a blessing in disguise. But because of continual blaming, we cannot see that blessing. It is hidden there. It is there. It had come to teach us. It had come to impart us a great lesson of life which we can never learn from any written text or scripture. It was awarded to you so that you understand, so that your soul illumines, so that your light increases. It was given to you so that your line of fortune should increase. It was given to you because so that the star of fortune should become more refulgent. It was for this reason that that event came to you. So, also to know the depth of karma philosophy at that time. Whatever that has happened, I am responsible. Take the responsibility. Put the wheel on your shoulder. I alone am responsible. Rather than blaming others, the other is hell. Immanuel Kant has said somewhere, the other is hell. We have nothing to do with others. I have to do with myself. Whatever that is happening, whatever that had transpired, it's me. I am responsible. So, karma philosophy. What is next? Next step. To forget the past. It is going to take time, so I need not to worry. 5,000 years is a long time. After a hiatus of 5,000 years, it is going to happen. So let me be peaceful, happy rather than ill at ease. That we already said. Next point I am asking now. Let's start on a clean slate. Let's start a brand new story. Let me now start everything anew. Let's have a new beginnings. Whatever that has happened, it cannot be rubbed. But yes, those memories will come. But at least we can reduce those memories. And now, in thinking of the past, the present is going out of my fingers. Let me catch hold of the present rather than putting my energy into the past. Let me pump my energy into the present. So, that present becomes past soon. So, why not to enrich the present? This is what you have to do. Now you have to plan for the present. You have to utilize the present. Each and every second, each and every moment, nothing should go waste. What is the time? And this is the time you have to, in this moment lies the eternity. In this moment you have to utilize to the hilt. Next step. About? Okay, that is that will come in learning from the past. First is acceptance of past, second is learning from the past, third is about putting the karma philosophy into action, and fourth is living in the present, fifth is check your priorities. Okay, then suppose something very bad has happened in somebody's life, okay, at one point of time, and now after 1 year, he wants to get rid of that effect of past. How to do? He has accepted it, yes. Then he learned from it, yes. Then he contemplated deeply on the karma philosophy, yes. Then now he is starting to live in the present. What else? What else to do? Forgive and forget. Most important in that is forgive. Those person you need to forgive. Unless and until you forgive that person, you cannot progress. You have to forgive and pardon that person, not for his sake, but for our sake. For ourselves. That is what you have to do. Otherwise, you are ill at ease. You can't be stable in Brahmin life. How can you attain that higher stage of perfection when you have a grudge planted in your heart against somebody? The heart should be absolutely clean. Then only this can happen, otherwise not. So this is a very deep self-checking which is required, and as he rightly said, you immerse that soul and forgive him. Forget that soul. Forgive him, ask pardon, and total change of attitude, perception towards that soul. Okay, that soul is very bad. That soul has done all those things with me. There was one lady in the West who was sexually assaulted by a person. Later on, she became a surgeon. And once, a patient came to her with stab injury. And she had to operate on him. And he was the same person who had assaulted her long back. So that was the situation in front of her. Now she was a surgeon, but he was the same person, same criminal, probably, who has perpetrated yet another major crime. This lady, in her morning prayers, she sat in front of Jesus Christ and she said, "What I should do, O Lord, tell me." And she saw that Jesus Christ is on the crucifix, and he is saying to all those who crucified him, all those who tortured him, all those who censored against him, all those who tried to torture him so much, "They know not what they are doing. O Lord, forgive them." And she felt that as if I am on the cross and that person, that man is in front of me and I forgive him. With that vision in her heart, with that prayer in her heart, she operated that person and he was saved. Will come. That people are very bad. People are under influence. They have wronged us. They have wronged us. But yet, who are we? We are ancestors. We are forefathers. We are progenitors of this world. Purvach. And the greatest souls of this world. And we have to forgive, not just forgive, but uplift their spirits from those dungeons of darkness. So, forgive and forget. Then, next step. About past. Past, two things comes. People and events. Events, you learn. People, you forget. Next. Anything else? Any last point? Then we'll call it today. What else about past? We can't change the past. Of course, we can't change the past. It was fixed in Rama. What else? A very good planning is necessary. That the same thing should not happen. Now we have to become clever so that another person should not come and deceive us again. Or we get deceived. Suppose somebody loves somebody. A man loves a woman and that woman deceives him. a very bad event, somebody is jilted. That feeling of getting, being jilted by somebody, that feeling is there. Now how he gets rid of it? He did all these steps. He forget her, he forgave her, he did everything. But now he has to make planning that how he should not get deceived next time. So for planning you require a good planning, so that the same thing should not happen. And we are swept off our feet by that event, that circumstances. So this a very good planning for present as well as future. I accept that those things that happened to me with are very bad. But now I plan in a positive note, on a positive note, let me start everything anew, as I said. So very good planning for present. And but there are still situations that those memories will suddenly assail you. You should also have some emergency drugs injections during that period. In spite of the fact that you are doing everything, but still it is possible, because those events, those persons, those circumstances have penetrated the bed of subconscious mind. And from the subconscious they will keep coming in between. So for that also you should have some planning. So planning for emergency. Some planning for emergency. What could be there? They could be suddenly go out somewhere for a long walk, change the situation, change the circumstances, go to center, come to Madhuban, go into the satsang, go into the company of high elevated people, spiritually advanced people. That is the way, because these are emergency situations. You are at home, you are in your office, and suddenly you start remembering that wrong event, and suddenly you are filled with anger. Suddenly you are filled with revenge. You want to do the same thing with that person. Tit for tat attitude. He did this with me, I will also do. Sudden vengeance. Sudden revengeful attitude. How to tackle that emergency moment? For that also you need to plan. There should be a very solid planning for that, for emergency moments. They say there are 5 vices and 5 emergency. If there is a sudden gust of lust in heart, what should be done in the emergency moment? If there is a sudden anger, what should be done in that? These are emergency moments. If there is a sudden attachment, a deep remembrance of somebody, that person pulls you like anything, deep attachment, what to do in that situation? If there is a sudden arrogant spirit which is raising its hood, what to do in that situation? So these are the emergency situations. You should also have planning, and that planning you yourself can do, nobody else can. What I should do in emergency? Otherwise in that emergency situation, if you are defeated, you have worked for 1 year and that suddenly emergency situation came and you are plummeted. All your efforts raced to the ground. Everything, all the big buildings, mansions that you erected, total devastation. That one moment thought. So you should also have emergency planning. Okay, so you can churn more on this topic, how to put a full stop. That is most important. Om Shanti.